Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
How bad is it for the Democrats to participate in all these debates where quite often they attack each other, as we've just heard?
Well, there are two problems with it. One is, as you say, the attacks on each other really do provide sound bites for ads in the general election. Now, remember, it was Al Gore in primary debates who was the first person to bring up the issue of Willie Horton, that released criminal against Michael Dukakis, which then the first George Bush used so effectively in the general election. It's interesting that John Edwards is the only candidate who has really tried to not go negative against his opponents, and that seems to be getting a certain amount of traction with voters. They are saying to interviewers that they like the fact that he hasn't. He did get the endorsement of the Des Moines Register, and today's Washington Post has a very favorable editorial about him. Now, it's also possible that he is looking to run for vice president, and you know, one good way to do that is not to attack whoever ends up being the nominee. The other problem with these debates, though, is that they often are in venues that are hosted by the party true believers. And in order to please them, the candidates say things that are very effective with the base, but then the candidates have to come back, the nominee has to come back in the general election and do a little backtracking to appeal to the center. And meanwhile, in this election, you have George Bush without a primary opponent, so he can do what he's doing today, go off to Mexico, be a leader, but also try to broaden his base by trying to appeal to Hispanic voters.
Those close polls that David Wellner referred to seem to indicate a race that can go any which way. What significance is Iowa likely to have now for the Democrats?
Well, Iowa is always an issue, and that's one of the things that Howard Dean got in trouble for by somebody finding NBC, finding old tape of him calling into question, that's a polite way of putting it, the Iowa caucuses. Look, fewer people generally show up at the Iowa caucuses than do at a football game on a weekend at, say, the University of Michigan. And these caucuses can be a big fundraiser for the Iowa Democratic Party. That's part of what goes on there. They hand out a message of the Iowa Democratic Party and pass a finance envelope around at the beginning. So, you know, what they mean is always a big question, but in fact, this time around, they could have a big effect. They could kill off Dick Gephardt from political life, really, if he doesn't win. They could slow down Howard Dean if he does worse than expectations have now been risen. And there's always some surprise in Iowa. And you know, maybe John Edwards, maybe Dennis Kucinich surprises the traditional wisdom, and then Iowa has an effect.
Former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill is making news as a major source for a book in which he questioned President Bush's decision to invade Iraq. What impact is that likely to have on the presidential election?
Well, it's hard to believe that people are still making up their minds about Iraq at this point. And certainly people in the Clinton administration, including Senator Clinton, have said that they saw intelligence information about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which may or may not have been correct. But there are still lots of criticisms, including one today published by the Army War College, saying that this is an ill-considered war against terrorism and the Army is being stretched thin. The president's going to have to keep dealing with those concerns.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, who joins us each week for a weekly political discussion.